Paul Ainslie is the counselor out that way, and he's actually trying to get the TTC to concede that it would be seamless and it would expedite the travel of a lot of people coming in from Durham region, but it seems there's some resistance to the idea. The counselor for Ward 43 has joined the Oakley Show this afternoon to explain what his idea is all about. Counselor, good to have you here. Hi there.
Good to be here, John, and thank you for having me on your show. Always a great day for talk radio.
Thank you for that. And, you know, I think this idea has a lot of merit, but it seems like there's a fly in the ointment. So explain what it is you're proposing and why there's resistance to it.
So what I'm trying to do, John, is so right now all of the, if you want to go from Scarborough into Durham, all the TTC, there's no TTC bus connections that go right into Durham. There's two bus routes from Durham. One goes into Scarborough Campus U of T, and the other one goes down to the Rochelle GO Train station. What I'm trying to do is get a seamless bus connections for people traveling both ways, in particular students. I get a lot of students' complaints about trying to get the University of Toronto campus at Morningside and Ellesmere, as well as the Centennial campus there. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side in Scarborough, a number of students trying to get into to UOIT in Oshawa.
Right. And so what is happening now? How come they, where are the buses then dropping them off, or what are they doing?
Well, and so right now, so they draw, Durham buses drop at University of Toronto Scarborough in the Rouge station. I really want a bus bay at the Scarborough Town Center so that people can get on and off into the our transit network and do it in a seamless manner. And, you know, in City of Toronto, as we keep talking about getting people out of their cars and using public transit more, I can't really believe the bottleneck that I'm getting from TTC commissioners.
All right. You know, this sounds like something that Metrolinx might have had some kind of influence on, or is this not part of their purview?
Well, so the bus station that's currently run at the Scarborough Town Center, when I was at the TTC commission yesterday, they said that it's so busy that there's no available slots that a Durham Region Transit bus could go into. And they suggested, actually, much to my disbelief, that Durham Transit could run a bus, circle it around the Scarborough Town Center and the SRT station, and then people could walk to it. And in most instances, if you look at the road network around the Scarborough Town Center to get to public transit, you're asking people to do about a 100-yard walk.
All right, so you're just asking for a single bay, right?
I'd like to start with a single bay. One of the commissioners asked me who would pay for it, and I'm sure Durham would pay for it. But on the flip side, we're talking about getting people not only from Durham into the City of Toronto, but in this day and age, getting people out to Durham for school and work and commuting. And I think, you know, there's an excellent opportunity for a partnership here. I know Durham City Council, I talked with their mayor, Dave Ryan, about it and would really like to see this happen. And as a city councilor in Eastern Toronto, I think we should be looking at a seamless transportation network.
Yeah, it sounds like to me, this is jurisdictional, whatever, they're putting up some barriers here, if it's turf protection or what the deal is. And it doesn't make sense on the face of it. What you're proposing would expedite the flow of traffic, of personnel and people like that. Now, my understanding as well is the folks at the TTC say the access to this bay is only coming when the Scarborough subway extension is implemented. How many years is that?
So part of that problem, John, as well, so if the Scarborough subway extension was paid for, and currently it's over budget with even a shovel in the ground, we're looking at about 10 years. The other option that they talked about was the extension of the Eglinton Crosstown LRT from Kennedy out to University of Toronto Scarborough. But, you know, that's a project that's shovel ready. It has an environmental assessment. It's actually not going to be done until after the Scarborough subway extension. So you might look at 15 years if everything played out right. And a lot of people, they want that service now. They're saying they're paying their taxes, they've got to get to work, they've got to get to school, and, you know, we need a seamless public transit network.
All right, and so finally, who you need to get to say yes is the TTC, correct?
Correct. I was at the commission yesterday for my second time. I'm going to be contacting Metrolinx, and I've been talking with a number of my colleagues today. We had a Scarborough Community Council meeting, so I'm going to be beating the bushes and making this work, because I get contacted almost every other day now by somebody that says, you know, great idea, we got to make this work. How can I help? Let's cut the red tape and get the buses rolling.
You got it. Well, it sounds such a commonsensical proposal. I wish you the best with it, Councillor. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you having me on today.
All right.
Great day.
You too. Councillor Paul Ainslie, that's Ward 43, Scarborough East.